זה היה קודש שזה אברהם אבינו, זה מכין על נשמה. אברהם אבינו זה דרגה של נשמה. אברהם אבינו is coming down to this world, and he's got to be, he's got to uncover all the madrigas. He's got to, that's why Avraham Avinu has to see what's in the pnimius of the world. That's why Rashi says, when Avraham Avinu came into Eretz Yisrael, so what does the pasuk say? It says, "Vayavar Avraham Ba'aretz." Rashi says, "Nichlas Latoicha." What's that? Nichlas Latoicha? Because Avraham Avinu is that bechina. He's a bechina. The Shona is coming down to this world, and Nichlas Latoicha means he's got to go into the pnimius. You look at the surface of the world, it's Ayin Roya Leif Choymet, that's the Eino and the Libra traces through the Avera. But Avraham Avinu, wherever he goes, he's Nichnas Latoicha, he doesn't see what's going on in the thing world. He breaks through that. That was the whole Madrega of Avraham Avinu, and he broke through. He looked into the Oymek of everything. First he saw the sun is the God, and he saw this is what he's breaking through, all, he's going through the whole Yisoid of Klippa. That's the Bechina of Abina Dik Avoida, Avoida Yigina Mela. Until what? Until he was in Mizbara, until HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Till he saw the Rabbeinu Shalom down here. In other words, there's two giluim. Either you can see the Rabbeinu Shalom down here, it's how the Rabbeinu Shalom comes and reveals himself. But that's not the way it worked by Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu, he found the Rabbeinu Shalom down here. His avoida was to go through the whole Yigin Amela, to go through all the kashas, and to go through all the thinking, the sun, and he had the kasha on the sun being the god, and the moon, and he had the kasha on the moon being a god. He went through all the kashas until he was mafarik all the kashas, and that's where he was zeichet to see. That's where he was zeichet to see the gilui aliyah. So it says, Archaim HaKadosh says at the beginning of the parasha, it doesn't say Vayera Elav Hashem and Avraham. Everybody first, Hashem is Megala themselves. He Megala himself to them, and then he speaks to them. He spoke to Avraham without being Megala. There it is, because Avraham had already found the Rabbeinu Shalom. Avraham Avinu found the Rabbeinu Shalom through the Pirukim, through all the Kashas. When it's the Bechina of Vayera Hashem, Hashem comes to you first, that's not your Madrega, that's like a Madrega of Chochma. But Avraham Avinu went through all the piruk, he went through all the clippers of the Zoras, he went through everything, and he was mepharik everything until he came back to the Oyneg Elyon. Once he came back to the Oyneg Elyon, so that then he found the Oyneg Elyon down here. So later, therefore, he starts straight away talking to Rabbeinu Shalom, Vayem Hashem and Avraham. And then, because he had found everything, so later then, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu, already now's the time. Lech lechom yatzchem latcha. All being brought up in Terach's house, and the whole mahalach was only until you find the emes. You should be mevara all these birurim. Once you found it, Horai, the Rebbeinu Shalom speaking to Avraham Avinu. So now that's not your avoid anymore. Your avoid is now an avoid of behirus, an avoid of berirus. Now your avoid is the avoid. Once you get to the das, once you get to the ava v'yira, Avraham Yehavai. You got to the Mordika Ava. Now you avoid it. You've done it already. All that you had to live in Arzachon, Latachon, Beis Avicha. You lived through that already. You broke through all that already. Your ayin and toy. Your neshama is a good spy down here, and it found the pnimius of everything. And for now, wherever you're going, you only find the pnimius of everything, and that's the sod of Yav Avram Ba'oritz, which is the pnimius of everything. That's the Darga of Avramina. And that's Pshat, where Avramina speaks Pasha, got the mitzvah of Bris Mila. The mitzvah of Bris Mila is the mitzvah of Saras Orla. The Orla is, the Chinas Orla is, you only see the Kilo the Chitzai. And for that, you have to work hard to take away the Orla of the world in order to see the Oyneg Elyon in the world. Avramina in the Pasha, he was Zeicha to see the Oyneg Elyon in the world. And Mela, therefore, that's why Rav Shlom told him to take off his Orla. And by taking off his Orla, he was Zeicha to see the Orla that lies in the Bria. That's the Orla of Mrs. Mila. The aura of Mrs. Mila is the aura that wherever you go, there is a certain elikus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's everywhere. It's everywhere. But there's so much astaras that you've got to find it. And Avraham Avinu wasn't happy just with kashas. He didn't run around asking everybody why the sun is kashas. And he went through it until he found the tirutzim. And there, once you find that aura, so there you see your aura wherever you are. And that's the sod that David HaMelech went into the Beis HaMerechatz, and he was said, he'd upset, he didn't have any mitzvahs, and he was nizkan Mila. That's the vod is that the aura of Mila is an aura, the mitzvah of Mila is an aura that there's no more astaris anyway. You take off the orla, mitzvah Mila's megala, where you get to Madrega, where you take off the orla, and there's no more astaris. It's all the aura. Wherever you go, you see aura. So Don Melch was in the Beis HaMerchatz, he was megala himself, that even in the Beis HaMerchatz there's an aura of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I don't see that. That's really shy to the parish of Hastaris. Once you take that away, the parasha of Astaris, which is what Avraham Avinu did through all the piro concussions and tirutzim, he took that away. So then everything is or to him. So then there's no choshech anymore. That's the soul that Klal Yisrael malad themselves Leil Yitzis Mitzrayim. And when they malad themselves Leil Yitzis Mitzrayim, then it became Laila Kayem Yorek HaShecha. Laila is Astoros. Mrs. Mila takes away the Astoros and it's only Or. So that's the Pshat, that's the soul of Laila Kayem Yorek HaShecha. Also, there won't be Astoros. Astoros is only in Chayo Elam Azeh. Mila is Vayim HaShmini. Once you take away the Orla of Elam Azeh, so Mila is only Or. Chin of Or Chodesh Al Tzion Torah. That's the sort of Avraham Avinu. So that's mamish. That's how the avodah works. And that's how Avraham Avinu did it. Mamish, Rabban Shlom sent him all the Hastoris, but he found the Rabban Shlom in the Hastoris, and that's why he was zeichet to Avraham Ahavai. That's why he was zeichet to. He was the first. He was the first of the midas bechinah. Right? He's the chesed. Chesed is Avraham. He's the zira. He found the kesher between the moichin and the midas. He broke through. He broke through to the das. Paroi is Miloshan Gilui. Paroi is Miloshan Peroi. A princess is Kiferoi. It says by the eagle. Paroi is the Loshan of Gilui. Now, those Gilui means that he only sees what's in his gala. He doesn't see anything deeper than that. He only sees that which is in his gala. See, everything that should be inside, he tries to take into. He tries to be Megala, that to take that outside. In other words, he lives a Kulei Chitzonistic life. Avraham Avinu lives a Kulei Panimi life. Nichnas Latoicha. He lives a life Latoicha in the Bria. And that's the sod, like we said yesterday, it's the sod that he hides sorrow. He sees the ruchnis and everything. So the ruchnis and everything is that which was hidden in everything. Parai doesn't want anything. Parai's bechina is he should live the oil in the chitza, and there shouldn't be a musiv, but there's something inside. So he takes sorrow out of the box and he's megala. He lives a life of gilui. Avraham Avinu, no. Avraham Avinu breaks the gilui. Avraham says there mustn't be gilui. Gilui is piruki, it's kashas. The gilui, all the kashas. Rain is called light. The Gemara says in Tanis. The rain is called light. Says that the rain is the Pesach Mishonai. It's the sod of Chag HaSukkos is the sod where we live in that inside world. We live in that inside world. In other words, the whole avoda of tshuva through Rosh Hashanah, when we get into Sukkah, we live in the inside world. We live in the inside. We don't live in the Chitzonistic world anymore. We live in the inside world. Inside world, that's the bechina of the Or, the bechina of the Or Agonis. On Sukkot, we live in the inside. That's the bechina. We're living in the inside of the Or Agonis. There's no kashas and tirutzim. Therefore, after Sukkot, it's simchas Torah. It's the emistika. There's no kashas anymore. To zeicha to the amitis of Torah. That's the bechina of simchas Torah. Straight after that, it starts raining. That's the sort of Torah. Rain is the Or. Rain is the Or of Torah that comes down the galus. The marble is the Or of Torah. The marble is the Or of Torah. It's supposed to be the Gili of Torah. If they chose to be Gili Aroyas, then they had to go to be Behesta. Originally, it wasn't supposed to be Or Agonis. Or it was supposed to be Beseder. The Baruch Shalom saw that the Rishoyim is Enom Kadai, so therefore he was Meganis the Torah. Parshas Noyach is supposed to be the parasha of raining, supposed to be the parasha of the Gili of Matan Torah. But they weren't Zoycha. Avraham Avinu went into that chelik of Gilui, and Avraham Avinu was Zoycha to the Torah, Shtei Kaloyas, taught him Torah. And that's the bechina of the Choshech, of the winter. The winter comes, the dark months come. But when it rains, the rain in Gemara Tan is called the Or, and that's the bechina of the Torah, is the Or that breaks through the winter. The whole avoda of all the months of the winter is taka to wade through the Choshech. To wade through all the Hastoris. Sukkot is where we live the whole week in the Or Agonis. Sukkot is like the Neshama before it's born. It's the Bechina that's in the Or Agonis. After that, it's like the Neshama is being born. You're born into the dark months of the Choshech. That one, the Choshech, got to wade through the Choshech. And then in the Tifta Choshech, like there comes the Bechina of Chanukah. And Chanukah is the Oris of Torah that breaks through the Bechina of Choshech. So that's mamish the same dargah. So you begin in Cheshvan, you begin these parshas of Avraham Avinu going through all that Choshech until he was Oichah to the Or of Bris Mila, until he was Oichah, and there's no Chashchus anymore, there's no Oral anymore, and that's the Bechina of Or Chodesh of Tzion Torah, Vinizke Chalona Meir Loire. You can almost see that the Gemara says in Tanis, Kechosna Yetzir Koskala, because when it drops, they jump up to catch the next drop, can you see? Says Kim Hirvas Aoritz. The rain is a bechina of a revia, of a puruvu, of a chosin ikraskala. That's the gewaltige zach. Take the oiris. You take an oro and chosin kala gone to the chuppah. is the yichud of Asana Kodesh Baruch Hu. In Chukoisai Telechu, Baratanya says, Chukoisai is a lashon chakika. Chakika means it's a lashon of, it's engraved, where you go through, you break through. Right? Chakika to engrave means you break through the stone. The next pasuk after that is in the Nasati Gishmechem Ve'etim. In other words, if you go through all that stars, you break through it, you break through the Choshech, and then you're Zoycha, then you're Zoycha to the Revere. That's the beginning of a Revere. Says it in some of the ending of
the. The rain is out. Sukkos, the Chuppah, Yukudrim, and the rain is.
Everything, I'm worried, the Revere itself.
The Choshech is out to show itself.
Worried. Wow. Worried. That's the sort of the yichud, the bechina of breaking through the psulim. Breaking through the psulim, that's the, and then you're zeichah to the yichud. In other words, there's a hastara over there. And it's breaking through the, and then there's the emistik asimcha. The emistik asimcha in Torah, it says that's why there's an amona, the shayla over there, you can get married, and you can marry an amona. A besula avada nishlam yomtif, because the emam asimcha basimcha. The simcha, the ikka simcha is to marry a besula. Amona is not such a simcha. Why? Because what is the ikka simcha of Torah after Yigin HaMeil, or is the ikka simcha Torah if there's no Yigin HaMeil? The ikka simcha Torah is only after the Hastara. So the ikka simcha is that by a besulin, you break through the besulin, that represents the after breaking through heart, kiilu that bechinat, and then it's the emes ikka simcha, that's the simcha of Torah. After all the chashchas of the winter, there was zerichat to Chanukah. The Chanukah, there was a zera, that the besula has to be, before she gets married, she has to be boiled to the tafsir atchila, a besula. In other words, they were taking away the simcha they wanted that comes after the yegin ameil of Torah. That's what they wanted to take away. So this is bezeich and mamish to witness. This mamish of the chin of hirves aretz. It's a revia to break through the artsius. More the gazach. The rain breaks through the artsius.